Hello, my name is Joost Fontaine. I am the intendant of Clara Festival.
What is Clara Festival? What kind of music do you play? I know there's 30 concerts.
Well, Clara Festival is a broadcast festival. It's the largest broadcast festival in Belgium for classical music. You can see the program in three lines, which is the big classical moments with big symphony orchestras like St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, with City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. And we also have the Explore line, which is new projects, new classical works that are created right now, which are presented also during the festival. We think it's important to support creation also. And then we have an Engage line, which is our engagement towards the civil society, the people around here in Brussels, with projects in Molenbeek, with a program for people who cannot afford tickets for Clara Festival to make them part of the Clara Festival.
The Angélique Kidjo Terreau concert, which, first of all, to me it sounds like something different for her, because I think of Afropop when I think of her, a big fan. But then how is this classical music?
Well, Alexandre Tarot is one of the biggest names in classical music for the moment. And what we are trying to do is we are looking at the projects that he's been involved in. And this is one of these projects where he expressed his love for the chanson française also in his mind, together with Angélique Kidjo, and they teamed up to do this project. So for us, it's also important to present these kinds of works where an icon of the classical music of today, as a pianist, Alexandre Tarot, is involving himself in his love also for another genre, together with a fantastic singer who has been awarded Grammys also for her work.
One of the most fun things of the Clara Festival for me is the smallest concert hall in the world.
Yes.
Now, where is it this year? Because it changes each year, I think. So where will people be able to go to the smallest concert hall in the world?
Well, it does not only changing each year, but each year we're going to three locations in Brussels. So we started at the Place Sainte-Catherine. It was a huge success. Up till now, we have more than 1,500 people visiting the smallest concert hall in the world. We went to Molenbeek, just near the Maison Communale, and now, for the last week, we'll be just next to Beaux-Arts at the Victor Horta Square, where people can enjoy the talent of young musicians, because that's the idea, to present also, to include also in the festival, these young musicians who are now studying at the conservatories in Brussels, in Antwerp and Ghent, and also at the French part of the country, to present their talent. And people really enjoy this concert. We used to do it for 3 people per concert, but now we have to do it very often for 12 to 15 people per concert.
For people who don't know, it's a big glass cube, basically. The performers and the audience are in there, so it's very intime.
Yes, it is a container with transparent walls, and people can come in. They can make reservations, but if they pass by, and we have still some availabilities, they just can hop in for a concert of 15 minutes. So it's the ideal moment to air your head with beautiful music and to enjoy a moment of beautiful music playing by these young musicians. It's always good to have this close feeling also, this close encounter with young musicians, and they are so happy to explain to you what they perform, and then it becomes, like you say, an intimate moment shared.
And the festival lasts until what date?
Till the 26th of March, where we close the festival with St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and we're looking very much forward to that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.